This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sad news. Australia lost one of its political giants yesterday with the death of former Deputy PM and Nationals leader Tim Fischer at age 73 to leukemia. He was a Vietnam veteran, farmer, politician, father, author and train enthusiast.
That's quite a CV.
I know, right? Look good on LinkedIn. But the boy from Boree Creek, he's being remembered as a man of courage and conviction. Anita Savage is a former ABC journalist and she works with us here at Hope Now as our amazing news director. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Ali. Good morning, Sam.
Hello. Now, look, let's talk about Tim Fischer. He was the leader of the National Party for 9 years in the 90s. He was Deputy Prime Minister 3 years under John Howard. As a journalist, I'm sure you've observed so many politicians over the years, the good and the bad, but what do you remember particularly about Tim Fischer's character?
Well, I had the privilege of meeting Tim Fischer when I was working in New York in the mid to late 1990s, and he was swinging through New York on a mission as trade minister under John Howard's prime ministership. And he sat down with me for a really lengthy television interview. He was a tall man, quietly spoken, genuine, gentle, yet clearly focused on the task at hand. And that thing that really struck out for me was that gentle strength, which really is very rare in politicians. And of course, one of his trademark images that people remember him for was his Akubra that was almost permanently fixed on his head. And he was considered a quintessential Nationals member and a really good grassroots campaigner. And as we've seen here, at the end of his career and again now in his passing, he was really widely respected on both sides, on all sides of politics, and somewhat a quirky political figure. He's been described as one of Parliament's very genuinely loved people, and politicians from all sides have paid their respects. And a mark of that was when he announced just after question time in 1990 that he was quitting as the Deputy Prime Minister, which there was just huge applause. There was a standing ovation that lasted for more than a minute, and even those crusty, hardened journalists stood in the gallery above and they applauded him as a mark of respect. And that's really quite unseen in federal parliament.
Well, one of Tim Fischer's greatest achievements in politics was winning over the gun lobby and Australia's rural community about the need for tougher gun laws after the Port Arthur massacre. What do you remember about his determination on this issue at the time?
Well, one of the hardest things he had to do in politics, of course, and one of the things that he will be most remembered for is gun control. And that debate was enormously difficult for Mr. Fischer and the Nationals. So as the Deputy Prime Minister, he stood with John Howard in championing regulation. But there was a fierce backlash in the bush and the Nationals were so deeply divided over the issue. He went to hostile meetings in rural Australia where effigies of him were hanging from light posts and he argued the case for gun control. And the gun lobby ran a really powerful campaign. Rural and regional Australians, they were so angry at the prospect of surrendering his guns. But he stood firm and he argued the case that there really is no need for automatic or semi-automatic weapons. They were really heated times. And that was also seen when he spoke out against racism with the rise of Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party, which was also around that time.
Now, I believe he was also an unashamed man of faith, and he spoke about how his faith was a guiding light in his career. Did you see that faith at work in Tim?
Well, as you say, Sam, he was a devout Catholic. He was socially conservative. He was Jesuit educated, and as you say, that shaped the man and his career. I saw that certainly in his gentle strength. But after politics, he took up positions with Tourism Australia and the Royal Flying Doctor Service. But then what was really a testament to his strong faith and his values, he was sent to the Vatican as a diplomat in 2008. So he was appointed as Australia's first resident ambassador to the Holy See by the then Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. And during that time, Mr. Fischer spearheaded the campaign to canonise Australia's first saint, Mary MacKillop. He met the Pope, and as you said earlier, he was always obsessed with trains, and he also helped reactivate the tiny papal railway. So a very fitting way to cap off a lifetime of service.
He sounds like such a quirky man of different, like, so eccentric.
Yes, well, probably more quirky than eccentric. But you could see that. But he was genuine. And that was something that, unfortunately, we don't see enough of in politics. And he left to be with his wife and his two young children, one of whom had been diagnosed with autism. And he just realised that as Trade Minister, he spent so, and Deputy Prime Minister, he spent so much of his time away from home. And that can take a real toll. And he chose, as a strong man of strong faith, he chose his family.
Anita, thanks so much for joining us this morning to talk about Tim Fischer, who, died yesterday at the age of 73 from leukemia. Really appreciate your insights into him.
No worries.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.